Blog Talk Radio.
I clocked that one in. We were at 6 seconds on that one, Evan. So hello and welcome to the let's affectionately call it the street level edition of Geekcast podcast. What's up, Evan?
Not a lot. Getting my ass kicked in Splatoon right now. Jesus.
Well, tonight we're gonna go through some of the street level, or for the most part, the TV comic book universe, and talk about some of the villains we might want to see, street level henchmen, whatever you want to call it. What's that?
And didn't we say cameos too?
Yeah, cameos. Maybe like a let's call it a world building episode. So I know DC wise, I'm gonna be pretty weak, so I'm gonna be leaning on you there to cover some of that stuff. But
I don't know why you think I'm gonna be stronger on DC than you are. I watched Justice League Unlimited. That's about as much as I got DC wise.
Yeah.
Run away, they're kicking your ass. Run away. Sorry. I don't know if you've ever been to Warbis, but I'm in war right now.
It sounds rough. It sounds rough, man.
It pretty much is, man.
So it will turn into quite a bit of a Marvel love fest, but that's all right. That's what we love and do.
We're pretty unapologetic about the Marvel fanboys.
Yeah.
Although I will say, Stephen Amell at SummerSlam and I'll always love Stephen Amell for getting me Constantine back, if only for like one episode. Like, he pushed for the Constantine, for Matt Ryan to show up as Constantine, and he got it. And like, that wins for me, man. Like, that's awesome. Thank you, Stephen Amell, who will never hear this.
Yeah, he is kind of the Ryan Reynolds of the TV level, you know.
Yeah.
As far as like kind of pushing for that type of stuff,
which is
I forget
cool.
What it was, but he pushed for some stuff last season too that was pretty cool. I can't off the top of my head, I can't remember what the hell it was.
See, that's what we need more of, man. It's just people who are like, "Fuck yeah, I love this. Let's do it." Phone in their Megatron voices and then never play Red Skull again like a bunch of dicks.
Not mentioning anybody by name.
Yeah, not that
so
I know who I would be talking about.
I guess let's lump together Arrow and Green Flash, since we'll be pretty weak on that. Green Flash, yeah. The Green Flash, the brand new season. Three.
Flash combo, or is that like a Flash with a Green Lantern ring? Or just we've already got Yellow Flash, so it's just a whole new Flash. But let's focus on this for a second, the Green Flash.
This is all new Flash, I think. I think this is actually a Green Flash.
Okay.
It's like a flash of green, you know?
Fair enough.
See, he's powered by Envy, you know?
Yeah, okay, I gotcha.
I'm gonna make you go first, screw it. What would you like to see out of the DC universe that we haven't seen already?
Okay, so I think we said we'd start with Arrow and Flash. My Arrow is way weak, as in I've only seen the first 5 episodes or so. So, not knowing who's all been there, it's hard. Well, let me stick with Flash because they're kind of the same universe, but like my reasonings for these people. I have reasons for some of these people. And the first person I want to see is The Question. The whole temporal wormhole. Like what would you say that was at the end of season one of Flash? Like a big temporal wormhole or just like time rifting? Basically like that happens and we get Jay Garrett. But in the midst of it, we get this reporter who also happens to be The Flash, The Question. And he's questioning, you know, obviously that's the name, like what happened, you know, where did all these people come from, what's going on, and, oh my God, I can't think of the name of the Flash of City right now. Star City?
Emerald City. Is that
Emerald
right?
Emerald City, yeah. I don't think so, but I can't remember from my mind's
there. Yeah, that may actually be Green Lantern. Star City.
Yeah. So basically the question shows up and starts questioning. Villains for Flash? Like, I'll be honest, man. Like, so far, I've seen Captain Boomerang. I love the Flash's villains. Mirror Master would be cool. Villains that can show up in Flash and Arrow, Mirror Master. The Trickster they did a great job with. Shit, it's hard.
They really nailed, like, the main villains. They held nothing back.
No. Yeah, they got him good, too.
The first season. I mean, I think they did do Mirror Master, too.
Are you sure? In Arrow or Flash? Because he's not in Flash.
And okay, maybe that's the one that we missed. So
yeah. For Arrow,
yeah,
that's
the one that did.
Okay. I'd like Talia. I don't know if she's shown up yet because I know Raj has shown up. I'd like Ubu. Mostly I'm going off my Batman knowledge of Ra's al Ghul people.
Yeah.
But also I think, what's her name? Katana. She's in the, she's going to be in Suicide Squad. But there's another, Lady Shiva. She would be a cool one to have. She's like another kind of like mystic kung fu person. Obviously, I want to keep calling him Deadpool. Not, he's Slade. His daughter, Ravage, would be cool to show up. And,
yeah.
I'm trying to think because, like, it's hard. And I'd like Vandal Savage to show up, but we know he's going to be the big boss of Legends of Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Let me jump into Legends of Tomorrow because I would actually start building your Apocalypse crew. Maybe Granny Goodness and the Furies, Steppenwolf. What's the little magician, the creepy little magician guy? You'd know him if you saw him. Man, like him. Like, start building up, like, bigger villains to lead to something, you know, obviously. I wouldn't mind some Batman. Like, is Arrow still under that, don't you dare have any more Batman villains, you jerks. You almost cost us Harley Quinn. Because
there are still cool Batman villains out there that I don't think the movies would ever touch. That I think would be cool.
Right? Like, I would like kind of a Riddler character. Like, I'm trying to think.
Or even, Clayface might even be cool. Although I don't know how they do that and how they make it make sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I got you.
And I'm gonna butcher the name. But it's Victor, and then it's like Zsasz.
Oh, Zaz? The series?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I love that character. Like, that would be an awesome character to see on TV because I don't think he'll ever show up in the movies.
Probably right about that. Zaz would be kind of cool. I'm sorry, I thought Zaz was going to be in Suicide Squad for a second. So that's kind of my big for CW still. And cameo. There's a couple. I guess we are getting Hawkman. Other cameos. Vixen's coming eventually too. Tough. So.
I kind of like the way they're doing Vixen too. Like I like that kind of the animated thing. The only problem there is that it's a one-way street. You know, Arrow and fucking Flash can show up on her show, but. She obviously can't show up on their show unless they do something really crazy.
Well, I think so. That's where I think it's leading. It's like, but it's something to introduce her that's kind of easy and just in case it doesn't pan out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's what I think they're doing with her show. Who knows? I would kind of like to see Stripe in there. I can't remember his daughter's name. Strike is the big gun, fucking mech guy, and his daughter's like Star Spangled Girl or something. They would kind of be fun. I'd definitely like to see a Waller. because we've seen General Iris.
Yeah.
So a Waller would kind of be cool. That would be nice. But those are kind of my big, what have you.
Yeah.
For Supergirl, I kind of really want Parasite. Like, he's such an easy villain to do that I hope he's there. Like, I always liked that guy, and I don't know why. But, like, him...
Yeah, Supergirl's going to be weird, too, because until we start seeing the show, we're really not going to know what type and level of villains they're working with. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, can
like how work? How black... Yeah. Who's game? You know? Who's available?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. For Supergirl, I don't really... Crypto? I would like Crypto to be there. Otherwise, like, I don't even know if they're the same universe. Same with Teen Titans. Like, until I know that, that really is hard to, you know, discern.
Yeah. Yeah, if it's shared universe, then it... Well, that may come with its own troubles, but you can kind of retread some of the villains they've already had a little bit, you know?
Yeah. I mean, if they just put Captain Cold... Snart on just every show, they'd have me. I mean, they've already got me on Legends of Tomorrow just on him alone.
Yeah. Okay. So let's jump into, do you want to do Netflix Marvel or ABC Marvel first?
Let's do ABC Marvel.
Okay, yeah. Madam Mystique, someone mentioned that they were a little bummed because that's an Iron Man villain. But I think it fits, especially with Howard Stark so heavily involved with the show. Like, I'm cool with all, like, the 70s-era Iron Man villains being game for that show. So,
oh, yeah, absolutely.
So, like, I'd be cool with, like, the Blood Brothers being, like, henchmen for her or something like that down the road, you know?
Yeah.
And you know who I would get? Do you watch Breaking Bad at all?
I have not, but I will get around to it.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. I'm only on, like, season 3. But there's two henchmen that are, like, basically identical twins at the very start of season 3 that would be awesome for some role like that. That or the Brothers Grimm, either way.
Okay.
Yeah. Agent Carter-wise, what cameo type stuff? I got tons of cool ideas there. What else do you have there?
Well, I mean, you can go first. I went first on DC, so.
I want to see the original Human Torch, even if they can't call him Human Torch, you know?
Yeah.
Or Machine Man, either way, you know? Like the cool retro, like that type
of
stuff, I really enjoy.
If they give me Aaron Stack, I'll lose my shit. X51.
Yeah. How cool would that be? Or just like, even if we don't actually get the character, like make reference to the scientist developing him or something, you know, something, some little tidbit like that, I think would be awesome.
Yeah.
And then I think I've mentioned multiple times, like if they can do, like, a young Kraven and do the Avengers 1959 stuff, that would be pretty cool, too.
Yeah, that would be pretty sweet, actually.
Yeah. All right. What comes to mind for you when you think Agent Carter?
When I think Agent Carter, honestly, I really want, like, an old retro MODOK. Just like the prototype, so that you can kind of build them into the bigger, like, you know, the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. You know what I mean? And if they're going to do it, I mean, give us Ant-Man. I want Ant-Man. I want Michael Douglas to be there. That's because, like, they really gave us that cock tease about that. But it's like, after that, it's like, man, I really want Michael Douglas running around the war, you know, fighting shit, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like I'm all on board on this, and you just not gonna give it to me, huh? That's a dick move, but all right, fuck you.
Yeah, it makes me kind of wonder, like, who else could they do? Who else could they do that with? Who could they get away with? You know?
Yeah, definitely.
Like he worked so well in that role too. You know, like you bought that. Okay, Ant-Man could be running around with powers and people not know that it was happening, or think it was a myth or a fucking conspiracy, you know?
Yeah,
I think that worked really well. So there has to be other superheroes we haven't thought of that could work the same way, you know?
Yeah. I wouldn't mind more, like, I hate to be showing up, but I wouldn't mind more than all of them.
What's that?
I wouldn't mind more of Dum Dum, Dugan, and the rest.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like something like that. I kind of would like them to get away from Iger just a bit, but, you know, maybe start to play up just a little bit of AIM, like this new organization that they don't know about, or, you know, the fucking red hand, or the hand, I guess, not the red hand, the hand. I'm all color-coordinated now. I've got a green flash running around.
Green flash and a red hand. So,
Try to think of others.
Yeah. So you kind of mentioned MODOK. S.H.I.E.L.D. Man, I wouldn't mind seeing, like, there's some, like, kind of lame villains that I would love to see done up and maybe done right, or not done right so much, but like maybe reimagined. But like Whirlwind, I think would be cool.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And then the other one that I think they could get away with pretty easy would be Living Laser.
Really?
Yeah, I think they could find a way to make it technology based, and that be like a villain of the week type deal. Yeah.
Proper Blizzard would be nice. Like, even if that kid wasn't ended up Blizzard, but like her type, Blizzard would be kind of a cool guy. Yeah. I'm trying to think of like mid level superpowers. Like, I had just like some generic sort of guys. I was better prepared yesterday, and then we're like, let's just do it today. Like, I'm like, I can totally still go off it. Like, when I gave you my Spider-Man, I had notes and everything, and now I threw it up there. I'm fine. I got this. And I'm like, duh.
This one may be more of a, for the Netflix side of the universe, but Kimestro, the element gun guy, might be pretty cool, and maybe could start in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and work his way over to a Luke Cage type deal.
Yeah. Oh, for Netflix, I definitely want Shang-Chi, Master of the Martial Arts. He's a must-have for me.
I just picked up two of the new series that they have for the Battle War stuff, so I'm hoping that it's a fun read. But yeah, I agree 100%. I'm hoping that he shows up.
I mean, obviously I want Misty Knight. I mean, I obviously want the Heroes for Hire, even though that's kind of what they're trying to give us. I just want them to be called Heroes for Hire, you know?
Yeah. And, like, one of my favorite runs is, like, the Misty Knight-led Heroes for Hire. So I would love that to be a possibility to get there.
I mean, I'm 100% behind it. Like, we're already getting a Jessica Jones. I'd be totally fine with season, like, a season down or something, getting a Misty Knight.
Yeah. There's three characters I'd like to see hints dropped for their origin in either the next season or what I assume would be season 3 of Daredevil. White Tiger, obviously, would be the number one that I want to see. The Hood would be another one that they could do. And the last one, which they would have to probably plant the seed this season, but or else they'd have to kind of retcon the origin, would be Echo.
The Living Planet?
No, not Ego. Ronan, the chick Ronan.
Oh, okay, yeah, gotcha.
With the bloody hand on the face and all that stuff. They pretty much have to plant that seed now. But yeah, I would love to see that. And then, I mean, I'd like to see, like, I really want to see Stiltman just be horrible, you know. And then I wouldn't mind seeing Leapfrog reimagined, too.
I would be cool with Walrus.
Yeah.
Like, so many just, like, fun, yeah, like, just terrible villains that everybody's like, what the fuck is this? I'd be down for that.
Then I think I have five total, but there's some, like, mafia heads that definitely need to show up. I don't know what their property rights on Silvermane is, but Silvermane's always a pretty cool character to have around in competition with Kingpin.
And he can, like, lead to others. Tombstone.
Tombstone would be my number one, man. Like, that's... I have to see that recreated somehow.
Oh, yeah. The Enforcers, all of these are easy to do guys, really. And depending on what they, like, how cool they are with, like, the Spider-Man guys, they could get some, like, some low-level Spider-Man villains as kind of introductory and drop hints like, oh, it's not Spider-Man, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And then, I mean, Hammerhead should be pretty easy, too, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, I would love to see Jigsaw kind of hinted at, but if that needs to wait till Punisher gets his own series, so be it. And then the Jackal is a cool character, too.
Oh, yeah. He would work.
So, and this is another probably Spider-Man property. But especially if they're doing, like, the Iron Fist, and we're going to have a Kung Fu Master cameo, Mr. Negative could work, too, and open up some cool stuff that they could explore there, like, as far as, like, the dark side of stuff, like, the human trafficking side of stuff, you know?
Yeah. Basically, you piqued me on Machine Man, and because I want him on now, I want him to be his next wave persona on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Like, you meet him in Agent Carter, and then when you meet him, like, he's all nice, and then when he gets to, like, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., they find him, like, hey, meatbags, what's going on?
Yeah.
That would be, that's my dream scenario right now.
The Android stuff just seems really fun, you know? Like, I love cosmic stuff like that. That kind of feels like almost like you're at Epcot Center, you know?
Yeah.
And you kind of have like what the future could have been like, and through like that time period's eyes, I find that stuff very fascinating. So, kind of reimagining how that could have worked, because as far as I know, we don't have androids running around right now, but if we did, like, what would that look like is fascinating to me.
I mean, technically, we have got Deathlok, and he's the closest we're going to get, I think, for now. But, no, I agree. That would be very fun. And they're easy to do, depending on how you want to do them. Like, if you just want to make them, like, look like a guy, and then occasionally you see the robot out.
Yeah. So, there's another character that is so obscene and so far out there. I just want to see it successfully done, and I think it's an Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. character. But I'm not even sure it fits in MCU. I want to see Mandrill done. You know,
ape with the pheromone.
Yeah. Yes. Like they kind of set it up in Agents of Carter that's a power that exists. You're going to have Purple Man and Jessica Jones. I want to see a run at it. Although at this point, it might come off as like a Grood ripoff, you know?
Yeah. Not like, well, I mean, Mandrill, he's not super smart, though, if I'm remembering him right. He's just got the pheromone. So, I mean,
yeah.
Possibly, he would just have to, yeah, just play him totally different than, Ross.
Yeah.
So, no, I could dig that.
And then going back to kind of a Spider-Man villain that could maybe fit in, Spot. Once you say Spot, it takes any like fear out of it. But you know, the Japanese doctor that develops like the temporal portals and shit, and can
yeah.
attack from all different directions. I think Spot would be a cool character, too, to kind of explore. Some of these kind of fit more in, like, Season 1 style of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but in a weird way, as much as, like, some of that stuff was hard to get through, there's kind of a weird nostalgic to seeing, like, you know, I forget what they call a Torch, you know, and characters like that that they were doing in the first season.
Yeah.
It's almost like the show's gotten too big for characters like that, but yeah.
I mean, I see what you're saying. I don't think it is too big, but yeah. That is an interesting thing. I thought, yeah.
Okay.
That sounds weird, but no, yeah.
Yeah. There was some other stuff we were going to cover tonight, and I forgot most of it. Fantastic Four, as predicted, pretty much a huge flop.
Oh, hold on. My big fucking Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. guy, Taskmaster. I totally forgot to say his name.
Yeah, Taskmaster. That's one people have been looking to be set up since Season 1. But, yeah, that would be, especially with Hydra being, like, rebuilt at this point.
Yeah, I honestly thought they were building Ward to be Taskmaster for a while. What with like they did the memory thing, and I'm like, no, that's kind of like Taskmaster. Yeah, like he's not all 100% there, like memory wise. So, but no, they did not. Oh,
I don't know which character this would be, but I would totally be game for an Inhuman character with four. And the
with
only
what?
Character I can think of is the mutant villain, Forearms. But, like, that would be cool, too.
Yeah.
I don't know how they work that in, and even if it's, like, a brief, like, 30-second clip of some guy with Forearms fighting, I would probably jump out of a chair. But and I don't mean, like, Forearms, but, like, literally 1, 2, 3, Forearms.
Yeah, no, I see what you're
saying. Yeah. So, anything else for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
You know, it would be kind of a cool dude to have on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., especially with Coulson, if they did a U.S. agent.
Oh, yeah, that would be awesome. Yeah.
I was just thinking about that. Yeah.
Like, U.S. agent would be cool, too, especially if he was, like, everyone's, like, I think he should almost be a flashback character. You know, like something that happened in the early 90s or something, and like they don't want to mention it to Cap. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's like they brought this guy in to kind of be the new Cap, and for whatever reason it didn't work out. It's like, all right, but don't bring this up around Steve, you know?
That would be pretty funny.
Yeah. Yeah, the only other thing I can think is if there's anything they can do to build the Spider-Man universe is definitely going to help out since it's such a big and vast universe.
Yeah, I mean, they could take some of his, they could take like some of his smaller foes like Boomerang too and have him, like you said, Kraven, like Mysterio even, to a small extent.
Yeah, there were rumors they might do that. This season, and then the casting just never came through. So, I don't know if they had the green light for that or if it was just rumor or what.
Interesting.
So.
Yeah,
well,
that
cool,
is,
man. We will. I think we're at our time, although we didn't get a queue like we usually do. But my screen's saying that we're out of time, so this is overtime. We'll come back next week. You want to do phase four next week?
Yeah, unless anything else cool comes up. Oh,
yeah.
Have you seen the picture of the Stan Lee cameo in Deadpool?
Yeah, I have actually.
Looks super adorable. Like, oh,
yes.
Stan, you Stan.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm pumped for Deadpool, and that's most of the Fox stuff. Just makes me angry, but I am I'm very pumped for Deadpool.
Me too.
Yeah.
All right, well, we can leave him on this.
We'll end
sorry,
on
guys,
Deadpool.
A little uneducated in the DC. I had way more Constantine guys, and I'm like, oh well. I just hope Constantine shows up. So
yeah. Well, we got that right. So
yeah.
Big positives. All right, man. Well, until next week, man. We will see you guys then. Thank you for tuning in.
Yes. Bye.